Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most exciting and debate-worthy topics in your OCR GCSE physical education course, technology and its impact on sport. Whether you're watching a VAR review in football, seeing Hawkeye track a tennis ball, or wearing a GPS vest in training, technology is absolutely everywhere in modern sport. And the examiners love this topic because it gives you the chance to show real analytical thinking. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to name specific technologies, link them to the right sports, explain their impact on performers, officials, and spectators, and, crucially, evaluate both sides of the argument. That's exactly what gets you into level 3 on those 6-mark questions. So let's get into it. Let's start with the big picture. Technology in sport falls into two broad categories: technology that helps with decision-making and technology that improves performance. Both categories appear in your exam, so you need to be confident with both. First, decision-making technology. These are the systems that help officials make more accurate calls. The most famous example in football is VAR, the video assistant referee. VAR uses multiple camera angles and slow-motion replay to review key decisions: goals, penalties, red cards, and cases of mistaken identity. The positive impact on officials is clear. It reduces human error and increases the accuracy of decisions. But here's the critical point that examiners want to see. VAR can also undermine the authority of the on-field referee. When a decision is overturned by a video review, it can make the referee look incompetent, even when they made a perfectly reasonable call in real time. That tension between accuracy and authority is a classic evaluation point. Now, VAR is for football. Do not use it for tennis. In tennis, the equivalent system is Hawkeye, a ball-tracking technology that uses multiple high-speed cameras to calculate the precise trajectory of the ball and determine whether it landed in or out. Players can challenge line calls using Hawkeye, and the result is shown on the big screen in the stadium. For cricket, the equivalent is the DRS, the Decision Review System, which also uses ball tracking alongside sneakometer and hotspot technology to review LBW decisions and caught behind appeals. And in rugby, we have the TMO, the Television Match Official, who reviews tries, foul play, and other key incidents. Getting the right technology matched to the right sport is absolutely essential in your exam answers. Now let's think about the impact on the three stakeholders. The OCR mark scheme focuses on the performer, the official, and the spectator. For the performer, technology has been transformative. Performance analysis software like ProZone or Catapult allows coaches and athletes to review every aspect of their game: distance covered, sprint speeds, passing accuracy, tactical patterns. Wearable technology such as GPS vests and heart rate monitors provides real-time biometric data that can be used to optimize training loads and prevent injury. Equipment technology has also improved dramatically. Think of carbon fiber running blades, aerodynamic swimsuits, or lightweight composite tennis rackets. These innovations can genuinely improve performance and reduce injury risk. But, and this is important, technology is not universally positive for performers. First, there is the issue of psychological pressure. When every movement is tracked, analyzed, and potentially scrutinized in slow motion, performers can experience increased anxiety. A footballer who knows VAR will review their every touch in the penalty area, may hesitate or second-guess themselves. Second, there is the issue of inequality. High-performance technology is expensive. Elite clubs and national teams can afford the best equipment and analysis tools, but grassroots athletes and lower-league clubs cannot. This creates a performance gap, a form of inequality that disadvantages athletes who lack financial resources. For the official, the picture is similarly mixed. On the positive side, technology provides a safety net. Officials are human, and under the pressure of a high-speed game, mistakes happen. Having access to video review reduces the number of incorrect decisions and increases the overall fairness of competition. However, there are genuine concerns about over-reliance. If officials know that a video review system is available, they may become less decisive and less confident in their own judgment. There is also the issue of time. VAR reviews in football can take several minutes, which disrupts the flow of the game. And slow motion replays can be misleading. An action that looks like a deliberate foul in slow motion may have been an accidental collision at full speed. For the spectator, technology has transformed the viewing experience, but not always for the better. On the positive side, fans in the stadium and at home benefit from big screens showing replays, Hawkeye graphics, and real-time statistics. Broadcast technology means that television viewers can see multiple camera angles, hear pitch-side audio, and access detailed performance data. This makes sport more engaging and more transparent. However, the disruption to game flow is a real negative. When a goal is scored and the crowd erupts, only for the celebration to be cut short by a VAR review lasting 3 minutes, the spontaneous joy of the moment is lost. Spectators in the stadium often don't know what is being reviewed or how long it will take, which creates frustration and confusion.
Right. Let's talk exam strategy. This is where marks are won and lost.
The number one mistake candidates make is being too vague. Writing "technology helps officials make better decisions" will get you one mark at best. You need to be specific. Name the technology, name the sport, explain the mechanism. For example, in tennis, Hawkeye ball tracking technology allows players to challenge line calls, reducing human error by the line judge and increasing the accuracy of decisions. That's a full mark-worthy point. The second big mistake is failing to evaluate. If the question says, "Evaluate the impact of technology on sport," you must give both positive and negative impacts to access level 3 marks. A one-sided answer, even a very detailed one, will be capped at level 2. Use connective phrases like "however," "on the other hand," and "despite this" to signal that you're evaluating rather than just describing.
The third mistake is mixing up stakeholders. The impact on the official is about decision-making, accuracy, and authority. The impact on the spectator is about the viewing experience and game flow. These are different things. In a 6-mark extended response, structure your answer by stakeholder. One paragraph for the performer, one for the official, one for the spectator. A quick tip on command words. Identify just needs a name, one or two words. Describe needs you to say what happens. Explain needs a because or therefore. You must give a reason. Evaluate needs both sides and a judgment. Always check the command word before you start writing. Remember the assessment objective weightings for this topic. Knowledge and understanding is 30%, application is 30%, and analysis and evaluation is 40%. That means the majority of marks go to your analytical and evaluative skills, not just knowing the facts.
Time for a quick fire quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Question 1. Which ball tracking technology is used in tennis to review line calls? The answer is Hawkeye. Question 2. What does TMO stand for in rugby? Television match official. Question 3. Name one negative impact of technology on spectators. Disruption to game flow, delayed celebrations, or confusion during video reviews. Any of those counts. Question 4. Name one negative impact of technology on performers. Psychological pressure from increased scrutiny or inequality due to high costs and access barriers. Question 5. What command word requires you to give both positive and negative impacts? Evaluate. How did you do? If you got all 5, you're in great shape. If not, go back and review the core concepts section. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways from today's episode. 1. Always name specific technologies and match them to the correct sport. VAR for football, Hawkeye for tennis, TMO for rugby, DRS for cricket. 2. Structure your answers by stakeholder, performer, official, spectator, and always give both positive and negative impacts. 3. The biggest marks go to evaluation. Use however and on the other hand to show you're weighing up both sides. 4. Technology is not always positive. Remember the negatives. Undermined authority for officials, psychological pressure and inequality for performers, and disrupted game flow for spectators. 5. Check your command word before you write a single sentence. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing those 6-mark answers, and remember, specific, structured, and evaluative is the formula for top marks. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.